Hi there, this is the Island Weekly of the 22nd of September, and I'm Anne Hodgson. Today's topic is the Oktoberfest, which just got underway, and I'm calling it Planet Oktoberfest. Once a year, this city goes totally nuts. I know enough people who can't stand the madness that is the Wiesn, as the Oktoberfest is known here. A Wiese is a meadow, and that's what the Theresienwiese, as the fairgrounds are called, once were, years ago, when King Ludwig and Queen Therese decided to celebrate their wedding here in 1810. In the first years, the Oktoberfest was modeled on the ancient Olympics and was actually a sporting event. Today, the only sports involved are raising a liter of beer in a glass mug, that's just over 3 pounds, and keeping your balance while you dance on the table, which is not allowed, but everyone does. Oh, and then there's finger wrestling, or Fingerhaken, of course, and running hurdles to get to the restrooms, so the disciplines aren't too challenging. I love the Wiesn, which is on for 2 weeks in late September and early October, drawing over 6 million visitors. It's one of the last uninhibited, yet strictly ritualized collective excesses, without which I firmly believe we cannot be civilized human beings. Since it's become a phenomenon of mass tourism, a lot of the traditional beauty I remember from when I visited as a young teenager has disappeared. Or rather, you have to go looking for it. For instance, the beer wagons are still drawn through town by beautiful horses, the Frisian stallions, decked out in the colors of the respective breweries. Then there is a parade by the associations dedicated to traditional clothing, the Tracht. Simple Lederhosen for men and a relatively revealing Dirndl for women are only a small part of that clothing tradition, basically the clothes worn by farmhands and maids. Cheap Wiesn outfits are a dime a dozen and don't have the quality of couture or traditional Dirndls. But if you get soaked by a mass full of beer, honestly, who cares? I can tell you, shopping for a Dirndl before the Wiesn is training for the Wiesn itself, as women and girls press into the tightest imaginable changing rooms and hide behind improvised curtains, squeezing in and out of bodices with the help of admiring or critical friends. A well-off business client of mine from northern Germany once tried to buy an expensive Dirndl at one of the more refined traditional shops here in Munich that caters to the local VIPs. But the saleswoman switched off her charm and told her that she was simply not well enough endowed for the look. My client swallowed her pride and asked for it to be fitted, but the saleswoman simply would not sell it to her. Infuriated, my client left the shop only to find at the next shop down the street that the saleswoman had called ahead to warn them. Incredible. Yeah, that too is Munich. But this was years ago, actually, and I haven't heard any stories like this for a long time. But back to the Wiesn. Every brewery has its own tent, a festive and rather solid structure set up each year. It's hard to get in after about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And most people who want to go with friends or business partners or their department at work, and in this town that's a business appointment, book a table for 12 with a meal and a mass about a year in advance. In the evening, you do have to deal with a lot of drunk people, but there are plenty of good-natured guards around helping people find their way to the toilets and telling them to get off the tables. The Wiesn opens at 10 a.m., and I generally go around 11, which means I can pretty much forget the rest of the day. When you're thoroughly soused, a mass is all I can handle. Only Beckstein, the scandal-ridden, populist Bavarian minister-president, would recommend driving home. He said he could do it after 2 mass, and now he has to take the flak. There are plenty of things to do at the Wiesn to get sober. I wear comfortable shoes, so I can go on a spinning top called the Teufelsrad, where a caller runs mock competitions. The Ferris wheel gives you the best view of Munich. And there's an old carousel called Crinoline that gently rocks you to sleep. There are still a few old-fashioned illusion shows, including a beheading at Schichtel, which I survived 2 years ago. The flea circus is a marvel. And whenever they're there, I thrill to the daredevil motorcyclists. After we've spent all of our pocket money, Helmut and I love to walk home from the Wiesn and to sleep it off. It feels so far away when we wake up that it's almost like returning from a round trip to a very exotic place. And it is exotic. It's Planet Oktoberfest. That's it for this week. And if you like, come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.